House Bill 4176 would allow for inmates in regional jails suffering addiction to opioids to receive medical treatment with the drug Vivitrol, coupled with counseling. Vivitrol is an injection that blocks the effects of drugs like heroin or prescription painkillers for 30 days and also helps fight the cravings for those drugs. Delegate Chris Stansberry is a Republican from Kanawha County. Last year, he championed a similar bill that allowed the same kind of treatment in state drug courts. He says by expanding this pilot program, more people can get help to fight an addiction.
If they do not have that address before they're released, they're much more likely to recidivate. They'll go out, they'll get back in drugs, and they'll get back into whatever crime that may be to support that habit, or get picked up for, you know, possession or whatever it may be, and they'll end up right back in our facilities again. So it really behooves us to help those people now while they're incarcerated, give them an opportunity to get clean and stay clean on the outside and become productive members of society again.
House Bill 4176, however, didn't receive full support from the chamber, though. It received one no vote from Delegate Mike Pushkin, a Democrat from Kanawha County. He stood to speak against the bill.
I'm not going to question the intent of this. I know we all want to do something about the drug problem, but in my personal opinion, a lot of these pharmaceutical companies are the ones that help bring this problem on, and I don't want to turn to them to get us out of it. I don't think it's a pharmaceutical solution. I don't believe it's a medical solution. There's a spiritual solution to it that is not being addressed in any of these drug bills we're looking at today.
The bill passed 97-1. House Bill 4183 requires emergency medical service agencies and emergency medical service providers to report non-lethal opioid overdoses to the Board of Pharmacy. The bill also requires the report be added to the West Virginia Controlled Substance Monitoring Program. The bill passed 96-2. House Bill 4480 limits the amount over time a physician may prescribe a patient Suboxone, a drug that helps wean people off of opioids. House Health Chairman Joe Ellington.
It starts out at a 16 milligram dosage, which is the highest dosage that we usually will allow, and it goes over time as far as tapering it down. Some people after 30 days should be tapered off of the 16 down to 12, and then they may be maintained for several years. So what we're trying to do is look at after 5 years, tapers them down to 4 so that they're not staying on high doses. So it's really just going back to the recommendations that are already on the label.
Drugs like Suboxone and methadone have received a bad reputation in the state because addicts often get hooked on the treatments in place of heroin or painkillers. Ellington says this bill will help prevent that. The bill passed 90-10. Members of the House tabled another bill that would have increased the penalty for carrying marijuana from 5 to 15 years. Democratic members argued it was nonsensical to increase penalties related to a drug that's being legalized in many states. The bill was tabled, however, after a Republican delegate fighting cancer testified before the body that a marijuana-laced cookie from Colorado had helped him get through the side effects of a chemo treatment. The bill has now been delayed, but must be voted on Wednesday in order to stay alive this session. For the Legislature Today, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.